Welcome to the Basic Money Matters Show, where we will discuss tools and tips to help you manage your money. Are you ready to get your finances in order? Well, here's your host, Annette Sullivan, certified public accountant and owner of Temple Management Consulting, to show us how.
Today, we're going to discuss the SBA's Targeted Economic Injury Disaster Loan Advance Program, better known as EIDL Advance. We're going to discuss what the program is first, how that differs from the very commonly known PPP program, how it differs from the EIDL loan. We're also going to discuss who's eligible, what businesses are eligible. We're going to discuss how much you could potentially get from this program. And we're going to discuss how you apply for it. So let's get started with what is targeted EIDL, the Targeted EIDL Advance Program. Essentially, on December 27, 2020, as part of the Economic Aid Act, I'm going to shorten it and just say Economic Aid, Congress set aside over $15 billion to help businesses in low-income communities with funds to ensure such businesses can continue operations. $15 billion was set aside specifically for the targeted EIDL advance. And once again, EIDL stands for Economic Injury Disaster Loan. So, economic injury disaster loans have been around for a very long time, well before COVID-19. Those were loans that were available through the SBA for various economic injury situations, disaster situations. Well, once COVID-19 hit, then the impact of COVID-19 to businesses and individuals all around is a disaster. And so it qualified for COVID-19 impacts qualify as a disaster. So back in 2020, when Congress first approved the CARES Act, there were generally two types of loans that you could get. And the first is the well-known PPP, Paycheck Protection. And the second was an EIDL loan. Now, we all know the Paycheck Protection is a forgivable loan, but the EIDL is a loan. It is not a forgivable loan, and you have to pay it back. Very low interest rate, long repayment period, so they make it more comfortable for businesses to pay it back. So many businesses have gotten an EIDL loan, as well as PPP forgivable loans. But there was a third aspect of the EIDL, a second aspect of EIDL, and that was an EIDL advance back in 2020. So in April 2020, when Congress first approved the CARES Act and all of this opened up, many businesses were able to apply for an EIDL advance, which is different from a loan. It's like a grant. You would, if you were approved, you'd get the money and you wouldn't have to pay it back. So the EIDL advance was basically to quickly get money into the hands of businesses so to help them because of what was happening. Well, there was a bucket of money for the advance, and the advance funds ran out fairly quickly, sometime in the early summer, in the July 2020 timeframe. Now, the EIDL advance, basically the maximum amount that any business could get was $10,000, and it was based off of the number of employees that that business had. So the EIDL advance ended in mid-2020 because the funds were exhausted. And there were no more funds that were allocated to that in any subsequent bills that were approved, okay? So let's fast forward to December 2020. And this is when Congress approved the next bill, and that was the Economic Aid Act. And that's basically the next round. And so in this Economic Aid Act, as we all know, there were more stimulus funds that were approved. And that was the next round of, I believe, $600 payments. And then in that act also was PPP2. But another less known part for those of you who are business owners is in the Economic Aid Act of December 2020, the $15 billion worth of targeted EIDL advance funds. Now, before it was just EIDL advance, now it's called targeted EIDL advance. So how is that different from the EIDL advances that were available back in 2020? You ask. And the answer is, it is now specifically designed for businesses that have no more than a certain number of employees, but more importantly, businesses that are in a low income community. And a low-income community is defined and as designated by the federal government. And there's another aspect that business needs to be able to demonstrate a reduction in revenue of a certain percentage. And we will go through that. But what I wanted to do was explain the difference between the targeted EIDL advance and the former EIDL advance that was available back in 2020. So your next question, I hear you, is how much could I potentially get with this targeted EIDL advance if my business qualifies? Well, you could get up to $10,000 depending upon whether or not you received EIDL advance funding in the first round in 2020. The maximum that any business can have between the first round and this targeted one is $10,000. So for example, if you qualify, but if you had received an EIDL advance in 2020, of $4,000, then the maximum additional amount that you could get from the targeted EIDL advance is $6,000 because it cannot exceed $10,000. So advance funds up to $10,000 are available to applicants in low-income communities who previously received an EIDL advance for less than $10,000, or for those of you who applied for an EIDL advance last year, but did not get the funds because the funds ran out. So let's talk about one more differentiation. Sometimes when we hear EIDL, we think, well, EIDL is one thing. But remember, there is an EIDL loan, which is still available for any business to apply for. But then the EIDL, targeted EIDL advance, is a separate program. So let's not get those confused. So when you hear the word EIDL being spoken of, someone speaking to you about it or you read it, you need to pay attention to whether it's saying targeted EIDL advance or are they talking about EIDL loan, which is something completely different because you could get a loan for far greater than $10,000, but the advances have a cap of $10,000. So your next question is, do I qualify? Does my business qualify to potentially get targeted EIDL advance funds? There are three conditions that need to be satisfied for you to qualify. The first is your business needs to be in a low-income community. Now, to help businesses determine if they are in a low-income community, there is a mapping tool on the SBA website where you could put your address. And that address will, the information will indicate whether or not your business is in a federally recognized low-income community. So the SBA does encourage potential applicants to check the map to see if you meet the eligibility before you apply. Now let's move to the second condition. So the second condition is that you have to have, your business has to have 300 or fewer employees. Business entities that are normally eligible for this program include sole proprietors, independent contractors, private companies, nonprofit organizations, etc. But you have to have 300 or fewer employees. The third condition to qualifying, your business, you must be able to demonstrate that your business had a 30% reduction in revenue during an 8-week period beginning March 2nd, 2020 or later. Now that sounds like a mouthful. So essentially, your business have to demonstrate a 30% reduction in revenue. We're not going to go into calculations and time periods, but essentially, what you would need to make sure is that you can show monthly gross receipts for a period of time, and we'll talk about that. You would need to be able to show the SBA what your monthly gross receipts were for a period of time. And we'll circle back, talk about what period of time that is. And more than likely, they will do the calculation for you or have in the instruction exactly how the calculation should go to see if you meet the 30% requirement. So by way of review, the targeted EIDL advance is an opportunity for you as a business owner to get some funds that you do not have to pay back or apply for forgiveness. The maximum amount that you could get is $10,000 between what you already got, if you got an EIDL advance last year, or if you didn't, the maximum that you could get at this point is $10,000. Now, let's be clear. This targeted EIDL advance is not the same program as the one from 2020. And so it is not based on the number of employees that you have on staff. It's an application that the SBA would review and simply make a determination as to the amount. So the next question is, how to apply? Well, here's the jewel. So the SBA says, hey, everybody, wait. We do not want you to initiate applying. The SBA is inviting organizations via email to apply for this program. And how are they doing that? They are looking at businesses and nonprofit organizations that received a previous EIDL advance, the one that I spoke of from last year. And if they received an advance in an amount less than $10,000, then those organizations will have first priority. They're called the priority one group to apply for the targeted EIDL advance, okay? And so this priority group will be the first group to receive email invites to apply. So once again, the SBA will send or has been sending emails to priority group one, those who received some amount of an advance last year, less than $10,000. They've been invited to apply if they've qualified, and then they've been invited. Of course, they would have to determine whether or not they qualify. And then the SBA will move to the second priority group to send emails to invite to apply. The second priority group consists of businesses and nonprofit organizations that did apply for last year's EIDL, but did not receive an EIDL advance because the money had run out. So those people who had already applied and they did not get anything, those businesses are now considered second priority businesses. Okay. So the SBA began to send email invites to the first priority group back in February. And depending upon, you know, how much money remains, then they move to the second priority group. So your question is, when will the SBA begin sending email invites to the second priority group? Well, once again, it all depends upon the status of what's going on with that first group and the amount of funds remaining. So then your next question is, will you be able to apply if you're not a part of priority group one or priority group two? Will the SBA open it up to others who did not apply at all last year and will be applying and want to apply for the first time? And so what they're saying is currently there are no plans to open this up to new applicants beyond the first two priority groups. But they also say that their ability to accept new applicants will depend on the availability of funds, and they will closely monitor this. If it is opened up to others outside of priority group one and two, then the SBA will make a public announcement about it. And so that is how the application process will go. You will get an email invite unless they open it up to others. Now, keep in mind, once again, that the SBA will be reaching out directly to you if they feel that you could potentially qualify. So your next question might be, what should you be doing if you're interested in the targeted EIDL advance and you know you fit in priority group one or two, but you haven't been contacted? So what are some of the things that you can do to prepare to apply? And so what the SBA is saying is that if you've not filed your 2019 federal tax return, you should go ahead and complete that process. Yes, 2019. You should also start preparing and gathering your business's monthly gross receipts, because you're going to be required to send in information pertaining to that. And so you would need monthly gross receipts for each month from January 2019 through now, the most recent month end. This information is going to be used to determine that your business meets the revenue reduction requirement. And that is a 30% revenue reduction requirement during an 8-week period in 2020, beginning March 2nd, 2020. That's a lot that I said there. And I know it seems like it's fairly complicated, but let's just make it very simple. When it comes to applying for even the PPP2, if you received a round one funding of PPP, you are only eligible for round two if your gross receipts reduced by 25% in any one quarter. So if in quarter three of 2020, your gross receipts were 25% less than quarter three of 2019, then you qualify for PPP. When it comes to the targeted EIDL advance, it's a different time period. They talk about during an 8-week period. Now, and they also talk about a 30% of gross receipt reduction. So what's my point? I would like to emphasize that as a business owner, as you can see, this record keeping, and we've had several episodes on this previously, it is so imperative that business owners are keeping good records of your sales. Another word for sales is revenue. Another word for revenue is gross receipts. If you are a business owner, no matter how long you've been in business, how large you are, you have got to have either financial statements or good other alternate record keeping to be able to show your stakeholders, in this case, funders, what your revenues are for any period of time. I would also like to emphasize for those of you who are smaller business owners who bring in cash, or essentially you don't have a fancy accounting system, one thing that you must consistently do is whatever revenues that you bring into the business, when you generate revenues from your sales or your service, those funds should be deposited in your business bank account regularly. Let me repeat that. If you are a barber, a hairstylist, if you own a flower shop, if you own a restaurant, every sale that you make, every hairstyle that you do, every head that you cut, every bouquet of flowers that you sell, you need to have a receipt for the sale, documentation for it, along with the actual money. The money needs to go intact. Nothing taken from it to pay yourself first. It needs to go intact and be deposited into your business bank account. Why? Accountability for your gross sales. That way, you can clearly look at your bank statement each month and look at every deposit and add them up at a minimum doing this, add them up and know what your gross receipts are. And your bank statement would then serve as a good supporting documentation for your gross receipts. Surely you are not going to send to the SBA or to your bank, if you're going to go get a loan, a folder with stapled cash register receipts. That's not what you would want to be doing. If you did not have a fancy accounting system, the minimum that you would have, particularly for this activity that we're talking about, applying for these loans and advances and things, bank statements are a very good, business bank statements are a very good, credible, objective source document, evidence of your gross receipts. And so I just want to emphasize the importance of not taking something out of those cash dollars and saying, well, this I'm paying myself. I'm going to pay this bill with these funds. It needs to go into the bank first. Then you pull out and write your checks to pay whatever you need to pay. I think it was very important for me to emphasize this, because this can trip up many businesses when it comes to applying for loans and things of this nature. So the importance of your business bank account and the importance of depositing everything intact into that business bank account, then doing your expenditures from there. Whether you write a check or use a debit card, however way you do that, that needs to happen in order to document your gross receipts. Because right now, many of you are probably struggling, and understandably, but moving forward, you won't be, because I know that you're going to take heed to this advice in determining what your gross receipts are. If you don't have an accounting system in place, you may have a little ledger system where you write things down, which is good. But if you write it down in a little book or a little ledger or something, that may be acceptable, but likely banks, SBA, outside agencies will say they want to see it, something a little more substantial and something a little more objective, ideally a bank statement. So if you're going to tell the funders, the potential funders, whether it's a bank or the SBA, that last month I generated $3,000 of gross receipts, and all you have to show is a little ledger, that's fine, a little ledger or a little book, but then they will likely come back and say, well, we'd like to see your bank statement to show that. Now you'll have to be able to show $3,000 of deposits. So I wanted to share that out with you, that this opportunity, there's a lot of talk, and we've done several podcasts on PPP, and we will continue to keep you apprised on it. There's not as much discussion around the EIDL loans, and then in this case, the targeted EIDL advance, hoping that you all will take advantage of this opportunity to get this advance of funds. That's you don't have to apply for forgiveness. It's like a mini grant. Thank you all so much for once again listening to Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and your business and make it easy for you to understand. And shout out to our wonderful Hindsight Media Radio 103.5 network, where we air, where there is something good to listen to and something good to talk about.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Basic Money Matters Show. Please visit our website at templemanagementconsulting.com. Be sure to tune in for the next episode of Basic Money Matters. Thanks again for joining us.